Bloomberg Audio Studios.
Podcasts, radio, news.
Single best idea with a bonus today. We do that on a Friday. We do that after an exhausting week. Our team, just a great set of guests. I think not every day, but maybe two of the 5 days this week, we blew up the show not once but twice, just trying to keep up with the news flow. So what we've got here, I'm going to be as quick as I can because we've got a bonus round at the end, and that is the idea of the debate of the Fed into the May 1 meeting. Michael McKee in the front row at the Fed meeting. We'll be doing the Fed Decides. Jonathan Farrow, Lisa Bramowitz, they let me darken the door. That'll be fun. And we're going to do that on May 1. But what we framed out this week is a massive debate over should they raise rates, which is an outlier, lonely debate. Lindsay Piazza on the other day was single best idea. Or a lot of people saying, what are you waiting for? Cut rates. Francois Trahan was iconic at Bear Stearns, wonderful career, Trahan Macro Research. And here is Francois Trahan on the job market in a Powell behind.
If you want it to be forward looking, you should. You know, historically, the trigger for the Fed when inflation is not an issue, and it hasn't been in almost 40 years, you know, is to look at the labor market stats. I would say most leading indicators of employment have turned at this point. And so telling you that as you get into the second half of the year, the unemployment rate starts to tick higher, I think that's really going to put the Fed to the test.
Just fascinating. Thank you to Lindsay Piegs again. Stiefel going the other way. Look for that. Apple Podcast. You can go back and look at our previous days. And it's like 2 minutes with Lindsay Piegs. And it's just brilliant where she's saying, look, they're not going to do it, but they should raise rates. Boy, is that different from what we've heard from Francois Trahan. You can hear me on the tape. I'm gasping. I'm fighting a cold. What can I say? There's like a frost. It's the end of April, and there's a frost alert in New York City last night. I'm like, I'm waiting for spring. It's out there somewhere. There it is, the obligatory cough.
Nobody ever says make it complicated. That is why Nationwide makes simplicity a priority by providing financial professionals with straightforward, client-ready resources. From clear strategies to help clients meet retirement savings and income needs, to ways to cover rising healthcare costs and more. Nationwide simplifies planning so more time can be spent helping clients. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Investment Services Corporation, member FINRA, Columbus, Ohio.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
The obligatory focus this Sunday will be on Monday in Japan. It's unraveling. I don't want to get inflammatory, but if you look at two standard deviations, you look at the second derivative of dollar-yen, which is the major pair we look at, or you look at euro-yen, somewhat secondary, and particularly if you look at yen as compared to Pacific Rim, yen Sing dollar, yang Philippines, and of course, particularly yen Chinese yuan, we are at a stunning move of yen weakness off of, and I'll editorialize and say, a failed Bank of Japan MOF policy. It'll be fascinating to see where this goes. You need smart conversation. From Rabobank, Jane Foley.
Many people have said, well, you know, this was a dovish central bank meeting. I don't think that's right. I don't think it was dovish. For instance, we had a statement in there suggesting that in the second half of their forecast projection period, underlying inflation would be at where they want it to be, at 2%. That's been their holy grail for decades. So you know, we are achieving, or we are beginning to see what they want to see, which is inflation coming back to where they want it to be. That's fantastic for Japan. The problem is it's been a slow process, and they certainly don't want to hike too fast and put themselves back at square one with inflation just being too low. And this is the difficulty. It just wasn't hawkish enough for the market.
just a clinic from Jane Foley. It was on coordinated versus non-coordinated intervention. I don't think anybody sees a coordinated effort here, which is usually more efficacious. And also this, it's a little inside baseball, sterilized versus unsterilized intervention. And she alluded to the idea of how lonely Japan is they make these decisions. And of course, the gift would be to see the Fed moderate and bring American interest rates down. And that would assist Japan. But who says we're going to do that? I mean, that's not the way the program goes. And Audible, we do that on Single Best Idea. We particularly do it when we get the message from Catherine Greifeld. Greifeld, she's out in the woods somewhere. I don't know. She's on a horse, of course. Maybe she's on Central Park. She's like doing the horses around Central Park, something like that. Anyways, Katie Greifeld emails in and says, "Tom, you fool, Nick Colas is from Haverford." So we've got Nick Colason, who's like world-class, global, and he's got like an Eastern anthropology degree from Haverford. He wore Birkenstocks before they were, remember the clogs, the wooden clogs with a little cloth? That's what Nick Colas used to wear at Haverford. And, you know, this is the time of year parents are having a total, complete cow over, you have to do a STEM program or all that. How about just liberal arts? Here is Nick Colas of Katie Greifeld's Haverford on the very liberal arts.
Nothing wrong with STEM. Let's just put that out there right now. But liberal arts majors force you to learn how to do two things. The first one is you learn how to write. You learn how to put your thoughts down on paper in a way that's organized so that other people can read it and understand what you're saying. And then secondly, it gives you a real appreciation for the scope of the human experience, whether that be in history or philosophy, any of those disciplines. It gives you a much wider scope and understanding of what it is to be human. And that's why they call it humanities.
I happen to agree. Nick Colas of Haverford there. Thank you, Katie Greifeld, for that wonderful suggestion. It's been a stunning week by the team. There's no other way to put it. Out on Apple CarPlay, on Android Play as well, on YouTube, search Bloomberg Podcast. And on Monday, I'll have a special announcement about what we're doing on YouTube. This is Single Best Idea.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
From Silicon Valley to Wall Street, the promise and perils of artificial intelligence are playing out on the world stage. But what will the next phase of AI adoption look like? Which companies, from big tech to startups, will dominate? And where do the risks and unintended consequences lie? I'm Emily Chang. Join me at Bloomberg Tech in San Francisco, May 9th, to answer many of the industry's burning questions, alongside Snap's Evan Spiegel, Xbox President Sarah Bond, OpenAI's Brad Lightcap, top researcher Dr. Fei-Fei Li of Stanford, and many more. More details and just a few tickets left at Bloomberg.com/TechSF.